Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceritori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Congratulations on the win, Tom.
Thanks, Schulze.
Looking back at last night, one period of push, one period of loss, one period of win. It's pretty much par for the course for an opener, isn't it?
No, it is, Schulze. I thought last night that the three periods were almost like three different games. And you kind of hit it on the head right there. And but that's going to happen. And it's going to happen every Friday and Saturday night, especially against North Dakota.
How did the freshman progress as the game went on?
I thought pretty good, Schulze, and I think there was a lot of emotion in those games. And I think a game like North Dakota, these guys are going to play. You know, they're going to play probably up to the standard they want to play. And the biggest thing is these guys have to make sure again they can sustain how they want to play for 36 games.
In your post game press conference, you gave high praise to Owen Sillinger. While it's only one game, how has his game kind of transferred into the college game?
Well, it is one game, but I've watched him every day in practice, and he's just so consistent in his play. He's a well-rounded player. He's good defensively. He's good on the face-off dot. He's tough. He's got good skill. He makes plays. He's just a really good, well-rounded player, and you know. So I just think again, he's just going to get better, and you know, he's a pretty good player. When guys come into my office and say, "Coach, I'd like to play with Owen Sillinger, who've been around a couple of years," so that just tells you a little bit about what kind of player he is.
We also talked last night in the postgame about Hampus, and the more I thought about him last night, the more the name Chris McKelvey kind of kept coming to mind. Hampus doesn't have Chris McKelvey speed. Chris McKelvey is probably one of the best shutdown centermen you've had here in quite a while. But how much do you need Hampus to kind of fill that role that Chris played?
It's perfect if he can, Schulze. And sometimes, again, you kind of play yourself into a role. And, you know, obviously, again, there's probably, you know, deep down we'd love to have Hampus assume that role and kind of be that minute-munching centerman and take big draws and be on the rink the last minute of play, you know, when we're up a goal, all those types of things. And, you know, I thought he stood tall last night, and, you know, he's just so strong. He's got good legs. He's strong. And a guy like that, and he's in his experience right now, too. So he knows how to play. So I'd love to see him assume that role.
Chris McKelvey made a heck of a career in the American Hockey League playing that style.
You know, no question. And, again, when you can skate and you're strong on the defensive side of the puck, again, coaches love that and they know they can trust you.
More with Coach Ceritori when we return. Pregame show continues on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceritori. Hank played great last night. He's not in the lineup tonight. That was all predetermined going into the weekend, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, Schulze. Again, it's non-conference series. We gotta let things play out a little bit right now, and we got a lot of guys on our roster, and you know, we just need to play some guys, and we need to create competition. When you create competition, it's the best for everybody.
Are all of your changes tonight predetermined?
No, they weren't. But obviously, in the back of your mind, there's some things that obviously you thought might play out. But, you know, a few are predetermined and a few aren't. But, you know, that's all right. Again, we have to create good competition on our team.
For a freshman, is the volume of changes and adjustments from night one to night two one of the toughest things to get used to in college hockey?
It might be because, again, what they're doing is they're learning every day. They're learning every day. There's a lot of new things that pop up every day. And, of course, when you start playing games, there's a lot of new things that pop up. So from a Friday to a Saturday, the video sessions are, you know, are pretty interesting just because, again, tactically there's so many different things that go on and you have to modify certain things the next night. So these guys did come from junior hockey and had really good coaches. So I don't think it's crazy changes for them, but I think probably the biggest thing is just kind of the video component of things.
What sorts of adjustments do you want to make tonight?
We want to try to stretch a little more like we did in the third period last night, Schulze. We just want to kind of open up some ice a little bit because we just felt, again, when we weren't stretching, we were boxed in. There was a lot of congestion, and they took over in the second period, and I thought we backed them off a little bit. Again, maybe who knows why, but, again, we want to back them off a little bit and kind of take away a lot of their pressure and a lot of their speed.
Special teams wins games. What'd you see from both sides yesterday?
Well, I think they both stood tall. I mean, we won the special teams battle. I mean, we got that first goal, obviously, on the power play. Nice shot by Adam Brady. And our penalty kill, I guess for having a young penalty-killing group, I thought they stood tall last night. And when we had breakdowns, Hank was there. So he was our best penalty killer at times. So we'll see. Again, they're going to make their adjustments today on the power play. So we're going to have to make our adjustments as we see what they do.
Best of luck.
All right, thanks, Schulze.
Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.